everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron. Happy Friday. I wanted to hop on here and give you guys a quick programming note for this podcast. As you know, if you are fans of The Bachelor, we are not getting new episodes of The Bachelorette until July. I believe we have 15 bleak weeks to fill without Bachelor content on our screens, but that doesn't mean we can't have Bachelor content in our ears. I am going to do my best to book Bachelor-related guests for Tuesday episodes of Here for the Right Reasons, but I also would like to take the hiatus that Bachelor producers have either given us or ABC has instructed them to. Kind of unclear what the scheduling moves are about. Maybe we'll find out down the line, but I also think it could be an interesting time to explore some other reality shows, other reality dating shows, reality stars, and I'm pretty open to how I'm going to book this show for the next couple weeks. So there's definitely going to be some Bachelor content, probably sprinkled in with some other shows. If there are any shows that you would like to hear from the stars or hear myself talk about or recaps or get inside scoop on, please let me know on Instagram at Sarah Herron. I want to make this fun, but I also want to keep The Bachelor obviously at the forefront because that's what the show is about. And in doing that, I also plan to do Friday episodes whenever possible, whenever there are headlines to go through. And these are just going to be mini episodes, most likely, of me kind of giving you what you may be missing in Bachelor Nation if you're not reading usmagazine.com or you're not following these people on Instagram or TikTok or whatever your platform of choice is. Really trying to keep it concise, just the information, just the facts, but you know, I have a hard time doing that. So we'll see. But I want to start with everything that's happening with the Bachelorette host discussion, because we do know it's Jesse Palmer, and there's been a little bit of a back and forth about how this went down. And we had some reporting earlier this week that said both Caitlin and Tayshia were part of the conversation of who was going to host the Bachelorette season. This decision came about throughout the past season that ABC made the decision for Jesse to move forward as Bachelorette. It wasn't a given when they handed him, or it's not handed him, when they picked him for Clayton's season of The Bachelor. That was a very specific decision, and they were kind of feeling it out, and they didn't know what that meant for The Bachelorette or the franchise at the time. They do want it to be more of a Chris Harrison traditional in and out kind of Bachelor host role. And ABC is looking to lock someone more permanent and kind of be the face of the franchise, which is where Jesse comes in. I mean, you look at Caitlin and Tayshia, and now Tayshia especially has projects going on that are not affiliated with the show, which we'll get into a little bit in a second. But Caitlin has a lot going on. She does have her own podcast. She was on the Dancing with the Stars tour, which is ABC, but I feel like she has a lot more going on outside of the network, and Jesse Palmer has a lot going on inside the network. I know he does stuff with the Cooking Channel too, but I don't know. That's just my take. But the source added that it is kind of a neutral decision. No one's overly, you know, no one's pissed off, but I think that the girls, I think, were interested in coming back. There is a little resentment, according to the source, about things with titles and contracts. I've been saying this for months, and I think this was interesting to finally get the confirmation that if you notice and you go back during Katie and Michelle's seasons, Caitlin and Tayshia were credited as special guests, and Jesse Palmer from the get-go has been credited as a host. That means Jesse Palmer was making more money. I think that I always kind of assumed that, which I don't think is right, and I don't think makes sense, but I also think when they gave Tayshia and Caitlin this gig, it was kind of like a let's see what happens special guest thing, and then when they were like, all right, let's do it again, let's just keep it going, they maybe weren't thinking, not that it's on them, because it's kind of messed up to even put them in the position to have to try to fight for a hosting salary when they were hosting the show. But I think that's how it was framed for them. And I think that they kind of just went with it and they didn't know what was to come. And they were very open every time they did interviews, at least publicly, of saying, we didn't know what was going to happen for Katie's season. It was super like last minute, let's figure this out as we go work. So let's do it for Michelle, since they did those so back to back. And then the franchise took a step back and thought, what do we want here? So I heard there was a little resentment there because Jesse did get full credit, and anyone would naturally be upset about that. And we also heard that Caitlin and Tayshia did have a little bit of a heads up about them not returning before the live finale. According to our source, they said they needed to know in advance for contract reasons, so it wasn't a surprise for them. They were told prior to the announcement, even though they won't be back, they are rooting for Gabby and Rachel from afar. The doors aren't closed for good. It's like saying never say never. This source, who was closer to Tayshia, did add that Tayshia has a cordial relationship with ABC. The bridge is not burned. She's exploring a lot of different adventures and meeting with different people in the industry. She's looking forward to continue expanding her career outside of Bachelor Nation. So that was interesting. And all of this came about shortly after Caitlin and Tayshia took ABC Bachelorette co-host out of their bio and after Clayton's after final rose, in which Jesse said, "I'll see you on my journey." Caitlin then the next day recorded an intro to her podcast with Cassie Randolph, in which she said, "I've been getting a lot of questions about whether or not I'm hosting the Bachelorette, so I thought I would just quickly touch base on it. I saw at the end of the finale, Jesse was announcing the two Bachelorettes, and he said he was going to be by the side for that. So I guess, spoiler alert, I'm not coming back." A lot of people read that as Caitlin didn't know. I can't speak for Caitlin, and I don't want to put words in Caitlin's mouth. I can just say that everything I heard is it wasn't a blindside thing. I think it was maybe ongoing discussions, and they kind of knew the writing was on the wall, but maybe it wasn't like a confirmed you're not coming back. Maybe they were hoping to figure out some sort of way to have them involved, especially because it's two Bachelorettes. But I mean, Rachel and Gabby are claiming they didn't even know they were both being announced, which I find hard to believe. But I think that maybe there was just a lot of moving pieces going on with Clayton's finale being up in the air and with these double Bachelorettes and with Jesse Palmer seemingly wanting to get probably a long contract here. Who really knows? Maybe we'll find out down the line, or they'll speak out about it when these things are kind of farther in their past. It's usually when it's fresh, but everything we heard is that they did get a heads up. I read and listened to Caitlin's statement more as like, all right, that's final now. I wasn't expecting to come back. I didn't know they were announcing it that way, but it is what it is. And I know you guys were going to be asking me. People are taking that on the internet as she didn't know when she was blindsided. My take is that's not necessarily the case. And I didn't even read her statement like that or listen to it like that. But if I'm wrong, obviously I love Caitlin. I think she's great. I think Tayshia was good too, but I really think Caitlin shined through a lot doing that solo AFR with Michelle. And I think she would have been a great piece of advice, especially for a Bachelorette, especially for two. And that's something she noted. She said, "I want to support Gabby and Rachel, and I'll be there from that. And I want to be there for them so bad. I think it makes sense to have a woman be there for them, but I also want to prioritize being home with Jason, start planning my wedding, catch up with my business." So hashtag blessing in disguise, I guess. There's exciting few things coming the next few months. It all feels very overwhelming, but I guess that's the saying, like, you can't have it all. You can have it all, but you can't have it all at once. I will be sad though, and I want to be there to support them. And that's the update. So I'm hoping they pull Caitlin in at some point to help them. I even think like a couple times season check-in would be really cool. If they negotiated her, that would be a special guest fee. Probably should be whatever she's getting paid to be in every episode to kind of come in and do some sort of counseling almost. And I think it would be an interesting way to do it if they kept it consistent with the same lead checking in versus having someone come host a date or do something silly. Kind of like how on, you know, certain reality shows, they have like professionals in like, as in like doctors or psychiatrists check in. I kind of think that a former lead would be helpful, but I don't know. Tayshia meanwhile was on the Drew Barrymore show. She said, "I have to say that time really served me. It's taken up a lot of me time for the last 4 years. I'm just ready to do the next thing. It's a pause," she said, which Drew Barrymore kind of like, was like, it's just a pause, right? So that doesn't surprise me. I think Tayshia leaving clickbait said everything we needed to know about her future with the franchise. I don't think if she was going to quit hosting one of the Bachelor podcasts that she would then come back and host The Bachelorette. I think that that was kind of her putting a line in the sand, which also makes me think these conversations were at least happening back in January when she left clickbait. And side note, Michelle Young is the new co-host of Bachelor Happy Hour. Makes total sense to me. She's the most recent Bachelorette. She's still with Nate. Her and Becca, I'm sure, are going to have a great dynamic. I haven't had a chance to listen to their first episode yet, but doesn't surprise me at all. Happy Michelle and Nate are still going strong. Before we wrap up, Caitlin, Cassie was on her podcast this week, and there were just a few little interview bites. It was really just, I felt like a conversation between friends, and you could tell Cassie is definitely reluctant to still talk about Colton and everything that happened, but I thought it was interesting that she was so mind blown by Bachelor Nation's reaction to her cameo on the finale, because that I was one of those people saying the most shocking thing was seeing Cassie Randolph again on the show. And I think that was just, looking back, I guess it shouldn't be so shocking because she did do Bachelor Greatest Seasons Ever during her breakup with Colton, which caused, you know, some drama between them before it got really bad. But I think it was just shocking. I don't know. I really thought it was a surprise to see her too, but she didn't feel like she didn't understand why there was so much hype around her like 1 minute appearance, but she said it was great, you know, to get applauded. She understood why they asked her about Susie. She was really nervous. She puked beforehand. Couldn't tell if it was nerves or food poisoning. And she still doesn't really know. And the other headline moment from this was obviously she did speak a little bit about Colton and said that down the line, she plans to maybe talk about it in depth one day, but she's still not totally there yet. But she found out the same way everyone else did, which I believe Us Weekly has been reporting this whole time, that she found out through GMA. There was no heads up. And I think Colton even said that on record at some point. And I think part of that was because they couldn't speak legally with everything that happened with that restraining order. But I kind of feel like there could have been a way for him to tell a mutual friend to give her a heads up. It's my opinion. She said, quote, to Caitlin on Off the Vine, "I found out the same way everyone else did. I was actually in Mexico on vacation with friends. I found out, I think, through Snapchat, GMA. It was horrible. Just a shocking, like, kind of feeling." So I don't know. I feel like it's going to be hard. I know they both want to move on. Colton's engaged. Cassie has been with her boyfriend, Brighton, for a while now. But it's especially when you're making appearances on Bachelor finales. It's just what people want to know. I'm sorry. Quick other little nuggets. Susie and Clayton have been in Virginia Beach since wrapping up their press tour. They seem really normal, really goofy, really happy. Can't wait to see what happens then, what happens next. And while they're in Virginia, Gabby and Rachel are filming. Cameras are rolling at the Bachelor Mansion any day now. And they've been filming like B-roll. They've been sharing some cute stuff. Mike Fleiss and all of them on Rob Mills on Instagram. Quick note there, Susie also did in one of her interviews say that she talked to Gabby before she officially like went down that road again with Clayton. And Gabby agreed with her that he executed things poorly, but has good intentions and is a good person. So I thought that was nice to hear. And I just think that's such an interesting dynamic, the Susie, Gabby, Rachel. And I'd be curious to see in a couple months after they're done with their journey. And I know they've moved on from Clayton, but they're obviously going to be very moved on after going through their own treacherous ups and downs. And I am interested to see if we see Clayton ever reunite with any of those two because of Susie, or if Susie keeps up a friendship with them. Either way, happy that they're in Virginia Beach and they're posting a lot on TikTok, you guys. We don't have to worry about those two going and hiding because they're worried about criticism. They're really just laying it all out there. And part of me is cringing and part of me finds it charming. Kind of mixed. And finally, JoJo Fletcher, bachelor party in Mexico this weekend. Becca Tilly is there. A bunch of her friends are there. Means the wedding is soon. I feel like I interviewed JoJo 1,000 times in the last 2 years and it kept getting delayed. I would assume that would mean May or June of this year because the plan was always May or June in the past based on Jordan's football announcing schedule and I think the kind of wedding they wanted weather-wise. So in Mexico, bachelor party, it's all happening. That's it for me. Those are your biggest headlines from Bachelor Nation this week. Don't forget to message me if there is a show or a person you want me to try to get on the podcast as we navigate these next couple months without The Bachelor.